faith and stability.
And total tranquility.
I'm building off your energy.
You listen to the inner me.
You're my peace, not my enemy.
My lover and my friend indeed.
Together we will grow the seed, growing orgasmic energy. Nights like this, I wish raindrops would fall. Night like this.
You haven't even seen that movie all the way through.
Hey, stop telling people I ain't got a black card. It's a lot of old black movies I ain't seen or haven't seen all the way through.
A whole lot of Crooklyn. I'm still not going to get past you haven't seen Crooklyn.
Can we welcome to another episode of Orgasmic Vibes. I am Grant Michaels, along with the tell it all, apparently, Queen Shay.
Queen Shay, whose black card is blacker than yours.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I eat hot sauce, you don't.
That's a preference.
Uh-huh. Anywho.
How you doing? You always ask me how I'm doing. How you living?
Oh man. I'm blessed and highly favored in the name of our Father, the Lord, thy Savior. But I am good. How are you?
I'm good. Gonna shake this up.
You know what? I'm gonna be talking about God and you about to be nasty.
Okay, is that not godly? We're married.
And you know, I got to use my boots and voice for this one. I like it nasty, nasty. I like it nasty, nasty. Hey, why? It was like 5 songs when that song came out that with the title Nasty.
Really?
You had Bootsy and Lotto. You had Meg and the Baby. You had... It was like 2 or 3 other ones.
Now you got me curious.
For real. I was like, what are they trying to tell us?
That's the state of the average person, man. Mm.
Oh, and Ariana Grande. I like her song. Yeah, Ariana Grande. Anywho.
Oh, man.
Tank like and Duval.
Lil
Nasty.
Roo.
I want to get Lucci. With,
Lil Duval, Jacquees.
Yeah, and Tank. With all these songs coming around the same time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you got, you know, the infamous Janet Jackson. Nasty.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. But what's up? Well, how y'all doing? Y'all see the time we own.
Right. And it's not nasty, it's healthy.
Yeah, it is. Because I'm not a happy person.
I always wonder,
when
like,
things aren't released.
You know, growing up, and granted, I don't think the average person's introduction into maybe learning about sex and everything surrounding it was maybe the same. And maybe other families, just because of there's a large age gap in the dynamics of me and my siblings. I mean, like a 10-year gap. And my dad definitely was more of the, I'm not going to keep saying all the same stuff over and over. All y'all get in here, sit on this couch. Whatever speech your brother about to get, you can learn today. That's the house I came from. So I knew a whole lot at an early age.
Yeah.
Early age.
We had older siblings.
Right. But I felt like it was healthy. So, you know, in school, things that were taboo to talk about, or people like, oh, you can't say that or whatever. I used to be a little confused. Like, what you mean? Because I guess like I'm hearing like certain conversations, or my dad will always say, sex is a part of life. It's natural. It's mm-hmm. all about being responsible. Mm-hmm. So I never had a fearful take on it because I feel like I was well educated and right, not right. from a sneaky mentality where some people are like, oh, I snuck and watched this, so I learned this. So having older siblings, you just happen to learn things differently. It just was all embraced differently in my household, not from a fear, but you need to know when time is right for you to experience these things. And so I think that may have changed just everything about it for me. Like, I always was curious to know more, to learn more. I'm still that way. I feel like that's one part of me you actually like. Like, I'm very curious. I'm not, I think some women, certain things, they'll be like, oh, no, I don't talk about that with my husband, or my husband won't do this around me, or he won't watch this. I don't have that mindset. And I think it's more enjoyable if you talk about the experiences. I know for us, we've had a lot of open conversations about things we've experienced or have not experienced, or why we have not experienced them because we feel a way, and it makes it fun. So you have to have that lightheartedness, and that's what I want to talk about today. Like, you know, how to make the environment steamy or change it up and give it some different energy. And I think what I just said is probably like step one for a lot of people. Like, stop being so fearful. Stop being embarrassed to talk about things with your partner and your spouse. That should be the person you should want to talk about a lot of these things with. And feel free to ask them whatever. Like, but I don't think people do that.
I remember when we really first start getting into it, and just thinking about it, previous encounters, it would always be telling the person what you like, what you like to be done or what you like to do. With us, it was, what would you like, or what haven't you had, or what would you, what curiosities do you have? You know what I'm saying? And like, talking to some other men, it's a lot of men who, well, I ain't gonna say a lot, but it's men out here, them and they still just do the same old. Everybody ain't playing with toys. Everybody ain't playing with, you know, apparatuses and swings and straps. And
which is fine. Everybody ain't in all that, you know.
But, you know, it's different little things. Like, I'm a Scorpio, you know, and she's the baby of her family. So you take two people. I ain't trying to be funny, but the baby kid always be on some old. It's a fact. The oldest child and the oldest child be real reserved, but the baby, that
we
baby
here for it all.
Yeah, nah. But anyway, I'm joking. But a lot of just conversations we have about it, like, how would you, or ooh, let's just go to the sex store. That used to be a fun little date for us.
Let's stop in here real quick, see what's going on.
Like, yo, what is this? Like, what do you do with this? Like, wait a minute, this, you want to try it?
Or not even that, like,
you know what I'm saying? Little stuff like that.
This is funny. When we were dating, and I remember I asked you, I was like, you want to go? I was like, it's one at the end of the road, because we didn't live in the same city. And you was looking at me like, you being for real? And I'm like, yeah, let's just go. Let's just go in and see what they got. Like, it just turns into conversation in the store when you back in the car, like, and the people you see, like,
that'd
you,
be the funny part,
right? You want a people watch?
Yeah, let's go to the sex store. Like, we went to the sex store one time. I don't even know which time this was, but it was an old couple in there.
Oh, that wasn't that long ago. I'm sitting here like,
first off, I'm just wanting to applaud, because I'm like, hey, buddy, the engine still start? Like, that's what's up, player. Like,
it wasn't even that. It was what section
they was in.
Yeah,
and believe it or not, you can. The conversations in these stores are actually very open, because everybody, it's not as taboo as you think.
Right.
And the reason they were in this, well, we ain't gonna go into all detail about it.
Well, no. Let's go into it. So the owner of the store was like, oh, that's such and such, I know them. So, you know, he felt like, okay, let me just tell y'all, you know, why they were in the store.
So he was, did he have ED?
No, it's the wife.
Oh, he didn't have ED. The wife had like a female version of ED. Well, I don't even know if they call it erectile dysfunction.
They
for
do
women,
not.
I just thought about it. I said it's female version of ED. What's it called? Dryage?
Yeah. It's called? A lot
Sponge
of different
syndrome?
Things. But anyway.
Okay, but she wasn't in position to do things, and she didn't want to just leave him out or have him go across the street. So they was in there trying to find, you know.
But that's their thing, he said. That's what they do. They come in together, and she likes, I guess, to pay for it, if you will, because that's her way of feeling like, oh, it's still our, it's still our shared experience. So I was like, wow, like, and that had us thinking, like, you know, when you're older, like, you know, you are going to experience different things. Your body going to change the same way your relationship changes. People don't think about, like, things are going to happen too. And I just thought that was great. Like, okay, that's the wife, kind of wife I would want to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's sex and everything, you know, and it's supposed to be incorporating all that in your relationship. Just from like the little daily jokes we have, like, I'm in the house. I mean, even to like down to the pajamas she wear. Like she have on certain pajamas. I'm like, oh yeah, I know what time it is tonight. She on that time tonight. She got on the silky silky.
I don't understand, you know that. It's all about, or, like, sometimes it's like, okay, what other stuff was, I haven't watched it yet, or certain things. I'm like, where is it? The way I organize.
But yeah.
But now, he's convinced.
One, it's the one shirt that you used to wear that had the lint balls on the wording. And yeah, I was like, oh, it must be that time of the month. I just assumed. And then it was the burgundy silk joint.
It was just comfortable.
The burgundy silky joint. I'm like, the way things look in it, how can I not assume that's what you're trying to advertise?
It's always advertised. But when I'm working out certain things, like let's say leg day, like now I'm back working out, you know, you like, oh, my legs, they look good. You walk past the mirror and in my head, and that could change what I was planning to sleep in. Like, okay, oh, I want to wear this. My legs looking good. You know, so it depends.
Like, and it just, for me, like I'm spontaneous. I try to keep that. I don't want you to always know what's what. Mm-hmm. But it's little things that she can do or say that'll let me know, oh, okay, I know what time she on. Like, remember it was one time, and come to find out, that's not what she was doing. Like, where our bedroom is set up, you remember that little, it was like a season of every time I come out the bathroom, you would be either, so we have a very high bed. Our bed is a little higher than most beds. And so it's, with her height, it's easy for her just to lean over the bed. She may bend over the bed while texting, or bend over the bed while reading an email or whatnot. And so when we moved our bed to its new position, because we changed it from the east wall to like the north wall, and she'd be bent over the bed. Mind you, she could have on clothes, she could have on nightgown or whatever. But if I came out the bathroom and all I see is the rear end of an alpaca. Alpaca, you feel me? With this D, you know.
That was not your joke.
You know, the rear end of it. Yeah, it is. I like that. I just came up with that one, but I'm going to say it again. If I see the rear end of an alpaca, then alpaca with this D.
And I'm sure I don't remember that exact day. No, but I'm sure I was like,
no. All right, so it happened. Like, I was like, oh, that what she want? Boom, say less. Get right to it. Then for like a week straight, I come out the bathroom. Where she be? Like a week straight.
You know, you do convince yourself of things too. Just how you think each, you know, set of pajamas means something different.
Well, I mean, and then
I mean, it's all fun. It's fine.
It's fun and games for us. Right. And then there's questions that you'll ask, or either I'll ask, and it's the way that it's asked. Mm-hmm. That will let us know what time we on.
Nah, like, when I hear him rushing these kids to sleep.
Yeah, or, and like I said, like it's some, you gotta make love to her mind before you lay the first finger on her. So it's that extended text message that hit right at the right moment. She just got off the call with one of her painful clients, and that text just brought the smile back to her face. Or it's the, you know, the quick phone call. Hey, I only got 5 seconds, I'm about to jump on the call. Just want to let you know, all I'm thinking about is that episode last night and blah, blah, blah. Like when blah. And you know, it's little things like that that keeps the juices flowing, that keeps the, you know, the energy.
Or a lightening of task. Because we have routines and certain things we do. But then there's sometimes like where you'll just do everything. Like, okay, before I could do it, I'm like, oh, I already hear him doing that. And he's like, no, I got that too. Like, so it's like the consideration of,
take it off your plate.
Right. And it's not that they're my tasks per se, but there's certain things that we do in, you know, throughout our days. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, when he'll take it over or do things, then that signals something different to me. Like, okay, cool.
Now, that's funny because, believe it or not, every time I do that, it's not.
I know.
But at one point, don't get me wrong, it was, because that goes back to what we said in previous episodes. Let's communicate, because mm-hmm. it could be times where I'm thinking, oh, okay, I'm trying to go be intimate with my old lady, and she has done 30 tasks since getting off work, in addition to the 50 tasks she had to do at work, she ain't got that energy. So it was, man, let me fix dinner. Let me get the kids straight. Let me go ahead and take your hour. She got a skin routine or regimen. You know what I'm saying? She got
sometimes a little lengthy.
She got a hair regimen and routine and whatnot. And let me ask the fellas, any fellas listening, like, how many body washes and soaps do y'all women use, like, per wash? Like, this woman has I'm not making fun, I'm making a joke, but it's greatly appreciated, you know, from the softness to the texture and the blemishes not being there. Greatly appreciated. Yeah. So give her time to do that. Give her time to go from being an employee to being a mommy to just being herself for an hour to decompress. Do whatever you want to do. Sit on your behind. Call your friends. Go somewhere. Whatever. Just go decompress. And then when you get back, when you finish, yeah, come to daddy. Let me talk to you real quick. Without words, if you feel me. But you know what I'm saying? Like, just little things like that. Making sure that there is energy there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the back-to-backs for me. Like, we just had a crazy session last night. Boom, we go to bed. A.M., I'm still on that same time. You still be on that same time. The back-to-back.
So you do have to know the personality of your partner, but also there's not always one personality. That's why you hear people say, oh, there's an alter ego.
Shit,
like,
yeah.
It's all about, like,
my bad. Gotta look excited.
Why you saying my bad?
I ain't supposed to be cussing.
Oh, I forgot your mama told you to curse her. Well, maybe she won't listen to this episode, but she probably
will. We talking about sex. Linda listening.
You keep asking for this additional grandchild that I'm not going to provide.
Yeah, nah.
That made it over that hurdle if you heard a couple of episodes back. I'm not doing that.
At least not on purpose.
No, I'm not doing that. But you do have, like, you know, there's like another you. Even if you think about movies and music, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people, Beyonce fans, people who have an alter ego, that's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've even read that some people, even just going by another name or thinking of themselves as another person, it allows them to just let their guard down. So if somebody does feel uptight, they feel like, oh, if I just go by this other persona. That's how people, like, girls go out. They be like, oh, I'm such and such tonight. What's your name tonight? It's like it brings out something else because it's like true. Already added a level of excitement. So, you know, even just, I don't know, y'all have a different name. And then that will be a good trigger to someone if they hear you say anything that makes them think, like, oh, she must she be that tonight. Person.
You know what it is? Like, the alter ego is the person or the persona that you can do and say and act in all of those things that you know or you feel you shouldn't. Like, you know, I have, well, let me say this correctly before people think I am a schizophrenic or something. But I don't have the one alter ego. Technically, there's two. There's Michael and then there's Grant. But then there's Kelvin. And one time you told me Kelvin was banned.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that was back before she knew. See, that was the
I had to lock Kelvin up a little.
Kelvin. K-E-L. He gets mad if you don't put the L there.
Well.
You know. But anyway, so she grew to love Kelvin. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we you got a couple alter egos too. Uh-huh. There's the Indian lady. The Indian lady who does the wand of light. Then there's that Puerto Rican. The Puerto Rican is,
that's my favorite person.
There was once a belly dance. I don't know where she went.
Far, far away.
Cause you can't fit that outfit.
Right.
But it brings the fun into the relationship, man. You can't be, if your sex life is boring or if your sex life is just, no, it has to be more. It ain't got to be all physical. It needs to be mental. Definitely needs to be emotional. and then the physical can follow. It just heightens it all.
Right. You want to be okay with being vulnerable. Again, that's why the more you communicate, the more okay you will be with all of these things. And it's like, that's your person. Like, you should want to be able to laugh with your person, sometimes laugh at your person, because funny things can happen. And they make for great memories, or when you reflect, then, like, that's just the funniest stuff. Like, remember that time with such and such? Yeah. Like,
it's,
you know,
memories.
It is. And then also just your environment, like the movies you watch together. The music you listen to. We live for a good new Tank. Tank got a new song out right now.
I'm telling you.
So it's certain people that we just gel to and vibe to. And that alone, because now you're like, oh, did you hear what he said in the second part? Like,
right.
You know, right. Like, he took it there. Like, so, you know, all of that gets into your mental, like you said, and, you know, setting that tone. But, you know, just don't be all stale and scary, and you just leave that for other situations.
So what puts you towards that mood? So for me, like I said, it starts with I'm gonna do something earlier before I even get near you, but as far as building the intimacy, it can, like you touched on music, it can be a good show. I haven't had a good show that turned on the intimacy in a while. Love Is was my show.
Because they're not having shows.
They don't
like
make
that
shows
anymore,
like that. It's like they don't make shows about black love, and right. Somebody needs to thoroughly explore that. But
like you said, I mean, one? Like the clothing, the smells, like the whole
50 Shades of Grey type thing.
365 days 300, on Netflix.
That's what it was. So watching
Sex
365.
Life. That's
Sex
the
life
last one. That was
365 was the one he kidnapped the girl.
Right, he kidnapped her, and then it was like ended up being three movies.
So hold on. So 365 was the one he kidnapped the girl,
right?
He
does, right?
Okay, all
right. He gives her the choice of being with him.
Okay, and so Sex Life was the one where the lady was married, and she wrote a book about her ex.
She had a diary with all her desires, but the desires were not about the husband. The husband didn't know she had this, and that's how she got, like, her energy out, like all of you know,
okay.
Her
sexual
frustration.
Shows like that.
Right.
Shows like that will make you anything that, like, for me, let's say if I got a homeboy or something that got complaints about what he's not getting, that just gonna make me wanna come home and ensure that I am. Or if I watch a show and I see true intimacy or I see something dope, it's gonna make, call me jealous, call me whatever, but I instantly want that feeling, especially if I know it's obtainable, it's right here in the house. So certain shows, certain music, certain movies.
Or for females, it's, you know, a lot of dances, like Tyler with the water challenge. Certain challenges, movements. I don't mean, I'm like, psh, I need to learn that. Like, that's what's it. That's it right now. That's when it's okay to be trendy. Like, y'all better get on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, things like that, especially when you feel like you have learned something. Or other podcasts, too. I like to listen to. There are some podcasts that are more, like, sex-driven. They are very interesting, like Poor Minds. They tend to have a lot of, like, funny guests.
Damn, and crazy.
Man, I love them. And just the guests that they have on. So, that too. So just tapping into other spaces and learning. I mean, that's really what it's about, changing it up.
I know we talked about this before, because we're wrapping up here in a bit. But the word fetish at one point was used kind of as a disrespectful term, like, oh, this fool got a foot fetish, or, you know, something like that. But in the bedroom, how many of y'all even know what your fetishes are? Like, how many of you can look at your spouse and be like, okay, I know for not something they like, something that takes them there, that drives them to that point. Like, do you even know your spouse's fetishes? It ain't gotta be nothing crazy. Pulling her hair could be her fetish, or, you know, being confined to something. Like, tying your woman up is fun, I ain't gonna lie. Especially tie her to something. You know, for one, she can't go nowhere. She can't move. So you can do what you want to do. But you can, I ain't going into all the detail. But
you just went into all the details.
I didn't. But just finding out little things, man. Like,
but it's not just finding out. Like, don't ask either. Like,
shitting me, you better
don't ask everything. What else?
Well, you can't.
It's different with men. I'm not talking about men. I mean, females, no, no, like, we're talking about ask. A spouse, but you don't have to ask first every little thing in up, advance. You weren't my spouse. But we not just talking about it. We different. Oh. But aren't we helping the people?
Was that a turn on or a turn off?
What?
Was that a turn on or a turn off first time I tied you up?
I'm sure it was a turn on. I don't even remember, but I'm sure it was not a turn off.
It was a Saturday evening in, I want to say, February 2011.
Don't make up these details.
2011. I think it was 535 Bentley Drive, apartment.
Oh, you throwing out address?
1800. I think that was my apartment address. Remember that little kitchen set my mama had bought
oh,
me?
Oh, Lord.
The little table and chairs? Ooh, I shouldn't be saying this, because what if the person we gave them chairs
to? Because you donated it,
too. And we ain't donated it. We know who we gave it to.
You. That's why I said you donated it, or you gave it to
somebody.
If you
are listening, shout out to you. Congratulations on your recent engagement. But just little stuff like that, man. You got to keep the edge in
I
it,
just
man.
Was saying, don't ask, like, don't ask somebody something weeks in advance or whatever.
No.
Give them time to ponder.
You got to ask them in the moment.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Don't ask it that far in advance, because it puts you more on edge, because you like, I want to say yes, even though a part of me like, no, don't do that. But, you know.
Hey, but God is good all the time.
God is good. His children are great, because that's what you're going to have. You keep following.
But, yay, man, take the gloves off. We've been telling y'all for a long time, man. Go crazy. Have these conversations and know what's what. Know what y'all don't have no unfulfilled desires in your household, man. Talk to your spouse.
And if you don't know how to talk to your spouse, go to beducated.com. They will help you understand the right lingo and the ways to get it across and maybe a milder tone than what we're telling you if we make you feel uncomfortable.
And another thing, and just wrapping up, just having these conversations, how many people have ever asked they spouse, because a lot of people afraid to ask because they may not be able to accept the no. How many of y'all actually asking y'all partner y'all with, am I fully satisfying you? Am I checking off every box? Am I leaving any unfulfilled desires? First, it takes some balls to ask that question.
Well, we talked about that being transparent.
No. Yeah, and on the flip side, is the other person strong enough to tell that person?
Give you a real answer. Yeah.
50-50. How many men willing to hear that?
Right. Don't let your ego get hit, because that's just room for improvement. It's okay. And you don't know what you don't know.
Right. So
it might be something easy you can tailor.
Yeah. But ain't no either or neither this week.
Oh, I got an either or neither.
Is it nasty, nasty?
A story we read a little story on the way up. Crocs in sport mode or the old school teams?
Ooh, yeah.
You'll get it.
Yeah, I do get it. We got to get a backstory. I'm going to give a quick little backstory. So somebody was having sex with a guy, and she said the strokes were subpar. And then he pulled out for about 20 seconds and ran in another room, came back. Strokes were A1. She said she ain't know what changed. It was just on. They finished. He laid down. She got up and went to the bathroom. She came back. She noticed he had on Crocs.
In sport mode.
And it was in sport mode. So she asked him, did you go put on Crocs? And he was like, yeah, you was throwing that thing back. I was slipping. I had to go get something with some grip on him. So he went put his Crocs on sport mode. So you say Crocs or old school Tims?
Old school Tims.
I'm going to go. Brooklyn I'm from the style. 90s, yo. DMX, where my dogs at? Give me them Tims. It's just the principle of it. Butt naked with some 6 inches on? I'm with it. Just the look of it, the aesthetic. I'm going to cut the light on, too. I'm going to leave the light on for you, like Motel 6. What about you? Stilettos or Crocs?
Stilettos, pumps, in the club.
What y'all know about the stilettos, man? You grind that heel like you holding a wheelbarrow, boy. What you know about it? Both hands. But anyway, this concludes this episode of Forecasting Vibes. I am your host, one of the hosts, Grand Michaels.
And I'm Queen Shay, and we what?
Vibing out. Peace.